episode number 308. The next big Camaro show is around the corner.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. Happy birthday,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Had to get that in there.
Oh.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Didn't feel too good this morning. I felt okay. I had to get up and take a couple a leave, but that alleviated my headache in a little bit. But I'm good.
Good.
Lots of beer.
Yeah, there's plenty of beer last night. Always good. So
you're next year. You're gonna hit the big 4-0 next year.
So
yeah,
not gonna make a big deal out of it like you did.
Why not? It's always a reason to throw a bash.
I don't need that. I'm not going to celebrate that. I'll celebrate, I don't know, losing a tooth or something, but...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not as old as... I don't feel as old as I am.
Yeah, neither do I.
In fact, I typically forget that I'm not 25.
Yeah.
And anybody who hangs out with me for any given amount of time can pretty much figure that out.
Like when we started this site.
I was 25.
Yeah. God. It just feels like yesterday.
It was.
Yeah.
And here we are. 308... episodes in to our podcast.
Holy cow.
And this one we're going to talk about the Northeastern Ohio Camaro Club Camaro Fall Classic car show.
Yeah, the next big show right around the corner.
As far as I can tell, I don't think there's one as big, but this is one that's definitely not to be missed.
No, definitely not. I mean, we went to this, I went to this a couple of years ago. You went to it last year as well, too. And
and I can't make it this year.
Oh, that's right.
I say that right after I say it can't be missed, which really it can't. And I'll explain why I'm not there in a bit. But sorry, go ahead.
Well, it takes place at Summit Racing's headquarters. And if you've never been to Summit Racing, you have to check it out. Because
huge.
How long did it take you to like, walk around the entire building?
9 minutes
to walk around
the outside perimeter, walking normally, maybe even a touch fast.
Imagine a giant Costco of nothing but car parts. Cool car parts.
Yeah, the showroom is only about as big as your standard CVS pharmacy, Walgreens or whatever, but the warehousing and everything is
huge.
It's spooky how big it is.
I think they have their own like UPS hub right inside
They do. I believe UPS and FedEx.
Both have a hub in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually took a video last year of me walking around and put it up on YouTube. It hasn't gotten a whole lot of play, so maybe, Chris, you can link it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me write that down.
It's 9 minutes long of me just walking around. And if you get seasick, don't watch it because I'm holding my iPhone. And as I step, you know, it kind of bobs up and down, you know. Good-looking Camaros in the video, too, though. You just got to be quick to watch them because I'm kind of trying to pan and scan the cars as I walk around the building.
So give us the dates of when this is coming up.
September 10th and 11th.
So not quite the fall yet. Still in the summer there.
And it's in Talmadge,
Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Right there at the Summit Racing thing. So it's open all Camaros, 16 judge Camaro classes, non-judge display class, dash plaques, door prizes, 50-50 raffle, Saturday evening event off-site, a barbecue hosted by Baker Race Cars in Stowe, Ohio. Music by Rock and Rod and R&R Entertainment. Professional photography, special displays, food and vendors on site, spectators welcome, free admissions, blah, blah, blah.
Always a good time.
This is where they talked about the American Pride Camaro last year when they kind of unveiled it and everything. So this is definitely a very, very big and cool show. It's run by great people, the NEOCC, the Northeastern Ohio Camaro Club. And the sad part is that as much as I'd planned on making it, something came up and I'm not going to make it.
No.
I'm actually have an opportunity to have my car on display, possibly in the Holly performance booth at LS Fest.
Okay.
And I can't really turn that down.
No.
In Bowling Green. So if you're going to be in Bowling Green, seek me out. Drinks are on you.
Yeah.
but if you're not, you definitely need to be at the NEOCC show. If Camaro shows are your thing, this is awesome.
Okay, cool. So what's their web address?
NEOCC.org.
Okay.
And just look for the link about the Fall Classic.
Cool. Be there.
Yeah, well.
Except you.
Thanks. I kind of feel like a heel, you know, because I really wanted to go.
Yeah, you heel.
Heel.
Okay, moving on here.
Hey, we're famous again.
Apparently.
Yeah. Our buddy Mike of the New York 5th Gen group, who happened to have beers, interviewed us digitally.
Yep.
Oh, that sounded really weird. He sent us an e-interview file. How about
that?
And so we answered some of the questions. Some of them we've answered before. Other ones are pretty cool. And then he posted them there on the New York 5th Gen website. Or was it?
It was 5th Generation Nation.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. His offshoot, the one that's the charity website that groups together all the like-minded Camaro websites and clubs. Very cool thing. All for charity. And it's always fun to be interviewed because it makes you feel like, it really does make you feel kind of famous, you know.
Yeah. Some of the questions they asked us is, you know, how both of us got into Camaros. What inspired us to start Camaro Z28.com? What were your thoughts on when the clay model pictures
came out? Some good questions there, too.
And I thought the most interesting one was, it was towards the end. What was it? It was... that's not it. Oh, yeah, here it is. In the past, we had people who were pioneers of our hobby, people like Wally Parks, who went on to start Hot Rod Magazine. We see you as trailblazers of the internet media when it comes to Camaros. We think in the future both of us will be looked at in the same way. What are your thoughts? I never thought of that.
Ooh, yeah, I know. That's really weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go to 5thgenerationnation.com to read all of our answers.
Yeah. And I even slid a little hint about something in there, but... You gotta read deep to find it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. I got to figure it out.
Cool.
Hey, Mike and the rest of the 5th Generation Nation guys, and of course the his other project of the New York 5th Gen, thank you very much for the honor, because we truly are honored to be interviewed for people to give a crap about what we two other Camaro guys have to say about things.
Yeah.
I guess that's why we're here every week, though.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of interviews.
Yeah.
And... famous, somebody much more famous than us, I would think. Al Oppenheiser.
Yeah.
Chief engineer of the 2010.
Good old Al.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours, and he had a really nifty video, right? Was it a video or just text?
No, it's a video.
Is it a video? Okay, because yeah. I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
It looks like they shot it at the Oshawa meet and greet there, the Camaro homecoming when we were in Oshawa.
Right.
And who did this? This was done by Autoblog. So it's a nice little, maybe a 5-minute video, and he talks all about the ZL1, when it's coming out, how much horsepower, not exactly. He said it will have, how did he put it? Oh, at least 550 horsepower.
Where have we heard that before?
He talks about the new hood and the front fascia, the rear diffuser, the new...
the Magnaride suspension.
He did talk about the Magna and the Brembo brakes.
Oh, yeah.
The 4-piston in the front, 6-piston in the back or something like that.
Probably the other way around, but yeah. Neat stuff. I've been so tied up with work and everything in my garage. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no garage floor. It's completely gone. Where it was is now just a smelly muck pool.
Sewage drain.
It's what it almost looks like. It's terrible, but the reason why is because I'm getting a new one put in, and boy, I can't wait. Yeah. But anyway, back to that. I'll have to check that video out when I get home.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go ahead and link that up in the show notes so everybody can take a look at that.
Beautiful. Al's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Real good guy. All right. We got any voicemails?
Do we ever?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
About time, man. Everybody's been slacking.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 voicemails this week.
Cool.
Can you believe it?
Cool. Let's fire them up. I can't wait.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Richie from Hershey, Pennsylvania. I think I met Jason at BBOMG. I think it was like 4 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot I met you. And he ambushed me with the interview thing. It didn't get posted yet, but I just got done listening to podcast number 307. And I thought I would call in. And, let's see. I've done a lot of mods to my car. My car's a Victory Ride Camaro, 2LT RS package. And let's see. I've done color-changing halos, black rims with a red pinstripe, T2 ports with the help of Joe from ACS. What else? I did stripes. I did Cyber Gray Rally stripes. All LEDs. My car is lighted out. A lot of stuff. Too many. All chrome underhood. But so future mods. I'm gonna try to do a Metra kit in dash navigation. I think GM should have done a in dash navigation option. GM, you're listening. I think you should do it. But yeah. So I'm gonna attempt that. And I was bored today, so I ripped off the back fascia of my car to clean it. So when I'm bored, I do that. It's a habit. But, yeah, I thought I would call in. So you guys take care. Have a good week. And thanks for the podcast.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Richie. Man, he's got a lot of stuff done to his car.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think I do remember meeting him, but it was
at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Kind of hazy at that time in the parking lot.
Probably ripped, too, so.
Maybe. 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 Yeah, cool. I'm glad we talked about this last week. We want to know really what's everybody done so far as we're kind of midpoint of the summer where it's kind of going to get to the point where it's going to taper off. Do you think we're beyond the midpoint of not the calendar summer, but just the warm weather?
Yeah.
Two-thirds in? Oh.
Nah, we still got all of August, man.
Sticky August. Cool. So when next time I get bored, I'm just going to saunter out to my garage there
and just rip off
off my back fascia.
Well, you did rip off the front fascia when you would put the grill in, so I'm sure you cleaned it too.
Yeah, but you can't rip something off inside of 2 hours.
Oh.
You have to gently remove and then with a lot of trial and error. Thanks for the voicemail, Richie. Cool. Maybe we got another one like that.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, Jason here. OCD in the forum. I just actually started my new member introduction yesterday, and I've been a long-time follower of the site. Love what you guys are doing. Anyway, I'm sitting here at my local Chevy dealership. It's 8:10 in the morning here. I'm about to pick up my 2011 2SS and just wanted to share it with the Camaro community. Everyone, Scott, Fitzy, I know you guys might listen. Thanks all y'all guys for everything you do for bringing this amazing car back, making my dream come true. Super excited about getting out, driving it around. Anyway, to follow up on what your podcast was just yesterday about things you dug through your car, I'm planning on modding this thing a little bit, making it a little custom. What would you guys suggest, I do first? What should I look into, but I plan on getting on the forum, seeing other suggestions from everybody. Anyway, keep up the great work. Love the podcast. Love the site. Hope to see you guys around at a car show.
Wow.
Wow.
That's, I think, our first caller who actually called from a Chevy dealer getting ready to buy their new Camaro.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jason.
And I get to... Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Oh. And what's nice is that I get to... live kind of vicariously through that. I get to
feel the excitement
all over again of I'll never forget when Tom Henry and I were driving from the rental place, because I drove a rental car out there to pick mine up, and he drove me to his he drove me to his house to show me his collection, and then meanwhile I'm like yeah. want to see mine. And then I remember him taking me to the dealership, and there my car was sitting out there, and I'm like thinking to myself, that's it.
Wow.
Right there, what I've been waiting for so long. So, Jason, congratulations. The first thing that you ought to do is throw a CamaroZ28.com keychain on your key fob.
Yeah.
You shoot me an email, Jason@CamaroZ28.com, with your mailing address, and I'll get you one. Got a choice of red or black. You tell me what you want.
Wow, cool.
And then the rest, go to the forums and start asking.
Yep.
Because you'll get some cool suggestions.
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Awesome. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. Hey, ZZ28. How you guys doing? It's Dagmore. I was actually curious about the podcast and how you guys do it. A couple of friends of mine are starting to get into that sort of thing, and we're having some issues with equipment and recording and Skype and all that. Maybe you guys can shed a little bit more light on how you actually produce the show for us true believers, or whatever you want to call us. I don't know. CZ28ers. edit this part out, please, dear God. Bye, guys.
What the hell did he say?
He said, please cut this out. Hey, man, we do this live, so sorry.
Yeah.
So he wants to know how we do it.
Okay,
so we sit here, each of us on a computer.
Yep.
And we've got a soundboard in the middle.
Yep.
And
three mics, three headphones.
Yeah, and we're running Audacity, which is a free audio program to record to. And we convert that to an MP3 and upload it and all that good stuff. We do this as live as possible, so there's as least amount of edits as possible. So it's easy to just wrap up the show, convert to MP3, and upload it and write the release notes. So it cuts down on production quite a bit doing it this way. I don't know which more he wants. I don't know if he wants technical specifications as to what we're using.
No, trade secret, man. Trade secret.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a Asus.
Alesis soundboard.
Soundboard.
Yep. That plugs in through USB to the computer. And our mics, our XLR mics, we just plug right into the soundboard and we record.
Mm-hmm.
Skype can go line in. So if we're playing these voicemails right off of Skype now, so that goes right into Audacity as well.
Yeah.
Real simple.
We try to keep
basic,
it simple.
Basic, simple. Yeah.
When we first started out, man, we would spend a lot of time editing because we would screw them up. Or you'd drop the F-bomb.
Or hurt myself or something.
That's right, when you bashed your hand. Ugh.
Yeah.
So,
if you have any more... more in-depth questions, email us, webmasters@camaroz20.com. I'm sure we'll be able to answer them.
It sounds more exciting than it really is. It's just a basic basic audio, two microphone setup.
Yeah.
But you gotta know what you're doing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
A buddy of mine that I work with, he actually has a University of Michigan podcast for football he does.
Yeah.
And so, he's he just got endorsed by the University of Michigan.
Awesome.
You know, they kind of have the blessing to do it, so... maybe I'll mention it next week. I forgot exactly how to find it, what it's called, but he comes to me for advice too, which is kind of neat. But I got a feeling I'll be going to him for advice sooner or later.
Cool.
Good voicemail, Dakmore. Thank you very much for that. And we got some more, right, Chris?
We sure do.
All right, we'll get to him right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
You ready for the next one?
You got it, bud.
Hey, guys. Great podcast. I enjoy each and every one of them. Jonathan Brown at Old Stan, New Jersey. I was curious, do you think you're going to sell your Camaro SS with the Magnuson supercharger making 700 horsepower to own a Z01. Do you think your Magnuson supercharger offers OEM-like reliability for, 50 or 100,000 miles, just changing the oil and using it and enjoying it? My next question is, do you think the Z01 will have 575 horsepower? That's my best guess. I'll type it into the website. And my last question is, do you think the Gen 5 V8 that's going to roll out 2013 out of the Towanda, New York plant is going to be the power plant for the Z28, or do you think it'll be a supercharger? 6.2. Looking forward to your insights. Always enjoy the show. Keep up the great work, guys.
Mr. Jonathan Brown.
He didn't even have to say who he was, man.
Recognize the voice. We're off the bat.
Right.
He's got quite a few questions here.
Yeah. So the first one is, am I going to sell my Camaro?
Yes.
To get a ZL1? No.
No.
Nope. Why would I do that? To go slower?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, though.
Do you think it offers OEM reliability for 50 to 100,000 miles?
The Magna Charger?
Yes.
I mean, nothing offers reliability if you beat on it.
Right.
And anything you do to an engine will decrease the longevity. There's no question about it. You just make it work harder. But there's Magna Charger's been around for a while, and there is a tremendous amount of those out there now. It
sure
used to be back in the fourth gen days, if you had a supercharger on your car, you were one of just a few thousand, maybe.
They are few and far between.
But now I believe, and I'm just taking, going kind of, I don't know if this is true or not, but I got to think that there was at least 5,000 of these Magna Chargers for 2010 Camaros made first year.
Yeah.
You know, who knows after that?
There was 115 or 120,000 cars produced for 2010. So
there's a lot of them out there. So I think that just based on the reliability, the Pratt past record, I think it'll do okay. But you gotta, you know, everything's got to be done within moderation, and maintenance is a must.
Absolutely.
But you can't go 10,000 miles without changing the oil. What's the last one?
How much horsepower does the ZL1 have?
I'm not telling. I know. I know, but I'm not telling now. I don't really know, but I think I know.
Get your guess in.
Yeah, because
he guessed 575, so he needs to go to the forum now and enter the contest.
Yeah, because that's what we did. We set up a thread, enter your guess. Winner gets a prize pack.
That's right.
Last question, the new engine coming out in 2013. I've heard mutterings about it, but I don't know too much about it. Do you think do you think what it'll be powering the Z28? Probably.
Maybe.
What Z28, though?
Yeah. Here we go again.
So I'm not going to sell mine to get a ZL1, but would I sell mine to get a Z28?
Yeah.
Probably.
Why would you want to do that, to go slower?
I only go slow for so long. What about you? Okay. Do you think you'll get a Z28 when it comes out?
No.
If, when?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Rat pink Okami? This is America, damn it.
Yeah.
Z28 forever or whatever.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Anything
can
happen.
Happy
who
with
knows?
What you
I
got.
End up with a ZL1 next fall.
Do it. Do it. Now get a ZL1 convertible.
ZL1 convertible?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first they'd have to make it.
SLP does.
Yeah.
All right. We got any more voicemails? Thanks for thanks for yours, John J.
Yeah,
Brown.
We got a couple more.
All right,
here.
Hit them.
Yo, what's up, guys? Smucker 15 from the boards, or Mike from New York 15. This is what I've done to my car. Get a Heritage Grill, 5 lowering springs, 1.25-inch drop. Get a custom tune, a sick tranny tune, American Racing headers, 3-inch air HX pipe, Spintech axle back, 80M air scoop, cold air inductions, cold air intake, custom red halos and LED lighting in the grill, tinted the taillight bezels, taillight blackouts, smoked headlight tints, blacked out bow ties, and let's see, what else did we do? Most of what we did is available on CamaroZ28.com, and it has a DIY threads. Hope it's a help in the future. And a Vigilante torque converter, supercharger, and suspension work, and that's about it for now. If I say any more, my wife's probably going to kill me. Hope all's well out there, guys. Take care.
Hey, good to hear from you, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Well, he's got a lot done to his car, too.
That's something else that I see a lot of is mods galore now.
And he does some really good do-it-yourself guides.
Yeah, we really got to thank him and the rest of the New York 5th Gen guys for sharing those.
Yeah, I like the Dead Goose one. What's that one?
The Dead Goose.
Pulling out the windshield washer fluid bottle.
Yeah, and putting an ADM scoop in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good how-tos coming. Even how to install the the retractable or removable license plate bracket.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad we don't have a front plate here in Michigan. And if they ever change that, I'll just
die.
I'll just move. Isn't this stupid?
It's gonna move.
Anyway,
I could destroy my car.
Thanks for the voicemail, Mike. That's pretty impressive sounding. And I saw that car in person. It's a good looking car. We got any left?
We got one more.
Wow, one more.
Yeah.
Cool. Hit it.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Chris. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Chris. I just got done wiping down the Camaros. It's 4:23 a.m. in the morning, getting ready to go to bed. So hopefully you're still out partying with Jason and the families. And you guys have a great weekend. And can't wait to listen to your podcast tomorrow. Take care. Bye. Oh, it's Postal Dave, the red bat. Bye.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, Dave. I think I know your number by heart now after I see it. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for those birthday wishes.
Yeah. Nothing like wiping down a car at 4:30 in the morning and then going to bed.
Yeah. So that's it.
That's some good voicemails. Some good mods.
There. Yeah, wow.
Are you ever going to do any mods to your car? Or you just...
Well, I did one.
Yeah.
Did the cold air induction.
How do you like that so far?
Yeah, it's working out pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think I'll do any
I
more?
I like it.
Yeah. I did a couple.
I keep kicking around the idea of doing an exhaust. You know, I kind of miss that that rumble, that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something about a nice exhaust. Not a loud exhaust, just a nice exhaust.
Exactly.
Loud doesn't mean better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm just about done modding mine.
Are you?
Mostly appearance stuff. I'm not going to do any performance stuff anymore.
Are you going to light it out?
You know, there's some... It's amazing... The mods are just so extensive now for the fifth gens.
I would like to do the floor light.
Yeah.
What's that called? The
ambient.
Yeah, the ambient LED floor lighting.
Footwell lighting or something like that.
I would like to do that.
The kit is ridiculously expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like $150 from GM. I think it's just a couple wires and an LED. I don't think there's anything spectacular. You know, hey, Mucker 15, yo. Put down your beer and tell us how to do that. do a how-to on how to make your own or install your own or whatever footwell ambient lighting. Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. I know he's listening. So I had a little fun last weekend with I got one of those GoPro video cameras.
Yep.
I decided to strap it to my four. I decided to hire a stunt driver, also known as the Stig.
Yeah.
And strapped the GoPro to his forehead. Because they actually make a head mount strap, and I had him take my car on a zero. I guess you could say 0 to 100, but he didn't really hit it until about 30, and then let off at 100. And because I would never drive like that, due to insurance reasons and otherwise. So I didn't know that it would do it that fast. But we did record it, and he did record it, and he did give the footage to me to put on YouTube, which I did. And
so I should link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, I want to see what people think about that. See if there's anything that they, any observations that they have to offer.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for the show too.
Yeah, yeah.
Voicemails ate
get
up
out there
our time.
And enjoy this weather, man. It's 90 degrees again today.
All right, gotta love it.
Oh hell yeah!
My air conditioning sucks.
Does it?
Yes. I need to get it recharged or something. Ugh. That's all right. So everybody else, hope you stay cool, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182, or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.